Hi, I'm Adam, and welcome to the First Man Photography Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about planning your landscape photography. This section comes from a bit that I cut out of last night's video. When I'm filming my landscape photography vlogs, I will generally have to cut bits out in order for time, because the way YouTube works, videos that are sort of 10 to 12 minutes long seem to do the best, and that's just a good amount of time to tell the story of my day. But sometimes I will record a lot more, and some of that content is good and I would like you to hear it. So I think this podcast is a good place to share that information. So that's where this bit has come. I did include a little bit of it in the video yesterday, but this is the full section, pretty much unedited, so I thought I would play that for you now. Have a listen to it, and if you can let me know what you think, either on Twitter, on Instagram, that would be much appreciated. The phone was just ringing there to interrupt the podcast, but I'll play it for you now. Here we go. Planning in landscape photography is absolutely vital. That's my opinion. I know some of you like to just go out and shoot, and there's nothing wrong with that, but if you really want to take your photography to the next level, I think you need to have a really solid plan. That has certainly worked for me. Definitely over this year, as I have started filming the vlogs, having a solid plan is absolutely key. And there are certain steps I go through in order to get a shoot off the ground. There has to be room within your plan for things to go wrong. You need to allow a little bit of extra time into the day, because you never know when you're gonna see something that you want to shoot that wasn't in your plan, and you need to allow for that. You also need to allow for things to go wrong. You need to allow for people as well, because you never know when people will delay you or something. Anything can happen when it comes to people, can't it? So that is key. But the way I go about it is I will start off by firstly thinking, where do I want to go? That's the first thing I think, so location. I'll then start scouting out a location via the internet. We have that tool now, absolutely brilliant, particularly Google Maps. So start to get a feel for where you want to go. If you're going on holiday, start having a look at that. That's what I've done today. Although I did come here a lot as a youngster, but find a location, then go on Google Maps and start scouting it out via that. Try and look for interesting things in the landscape on Google Maps, and then start to do a little bit of research around that. Is there a viewpoint on Google Maps? Have a look at that. That might work for you, although it's more likely that more people have shot that. And then it's about sort of narrowing it down and doing a little bit of research. You can look at other people's work, see what compositions exist, but you do need to be careful on that point, at least I am very careful on that point, because once I know a composition does exist in that place, I will stop looking, because I don't want to be too much influenced by other people's work. I want it to be my creation, I want it to be my art, and for me, that's really important. I just want to know that there is something there to shoot, and then I will work with that. So today, I'm at the beach. It's important to look at tide times, have tide apps and things for your own safety as much as anything, and then photo pills. That is key for me, because it's an app on your phone that you can use to plan your shoot. It'll do sunset times, it has augmented reality, where you can sort of point your phone and you can see exactly where the sun is going to set. You can plan it, you can know what time of year, what position the sun will set at a particular time of year. It's got an exposure calculator for your long exposures. Absolutely brilliant bit of kit. So photo pills, I think that is now on Android as well. It was only iPhone for a while. That has ported over to Android now, so make sure you check that out. There is also the weather. Now, I have become obsessed with looking at the weather forecast, and I'm not really that interested in it, but it's just from a purely practical point of view that I'm checking the weather, because it is key to what we're doing, isn't it? Because you want to have those beautiful skies, and that's dependent on the weather. It doesn't mean I won't go out in bad weather, as you've seen from some of the other vlogs, but it will factor in to what I'm thinking about. Again, people you need to think about. If it's the summer holidays, like it is now, expect more people to be around. If you're getting a shot where you don't want any people in it, bear that in mind. There's nothing like getting up early or staying out late to ensure that there will be fewer people around. It's just a fact. so often I am the last one in the car park, as you may have seen, and it's a good feeling knowing that you've been dedicated enough to your photography to stay out late and get those shots when it really matters. You also need to plan your gear, the travel, all those sorts of practical things that are really going to help you then be much more creative at the other end. So I've been talking a little bit recently on the video last week. I am launching landscape photography workshops, and what these do for you is to just remove all of the planning from it. And I think that's why people like it, because you just come on the workshop with me. I've done all the planning. I've set the day up for you, so you can just come into the workshop without any of that hassle. You know exactly what's going to happen. I've got everything sorted for you, and then you can just really focus on shooting some beautiful photography and some beautiful images. And I think that's what's really popular about workshops, is it just sort of takes all the hassle and all the planning out of it. So check them out. They'll be out in the next week or so, I hope. So make sure you check that out. I think a lot of you will really be interested in them, and they're gonna sort of follow some of the previous vlogs I've done. Do the same sort of day, so you know exactly what you're gonna get, and I hope many of you will be interested in that. Now, the other thing I do with planning is you never really know when inspiration is going to strike, because there is some inspiration needed with landscape photography, because you might visit a particular place and be inspired by it. How can you not be inspired by a stunning place like this? But you never know when that's going to come. So it might be on a day out with the family that you see something and you see a particular composition. You weren't planning for it. It's just happened. What I find, and it's like a songwriter, when they come up with a riff in their mind, they record it instantly, because just like that, you will forget it. And that's the same with your photography as well. If a bit of inspiration comes to you at any moment, make sure you write it down or record it in some way so you can remember it for later, especially as we start getting a bit older, because our memory starts to fail us. So planning, I just think it's the key to it all. There is a lot to be said for just going out and shooting on a day without any plan whatsoever. I've certainly done that on some of these vlogs as well, and it's still been a particularly great day and it works out really well. But it's just important to remember that if you really want to take things to the next level, a plan is needed. And it's not luck, certainly not luck, because people say things are luck. They say, well, you were lucky to get that sunset. Well, not really, because I've been out over and over and over again and I'm planning for it. It doesn't always happen, but sometimes it does. So people are not always taking into account the fact I've been out 10 times and then 2 out of those 10 times I've had a really great day, and that's what people focus on. But it's definitely not luck. Luck is about having a great plan and executing it well. A little tip or something you can try, and it's what I've done on a number of occasions in the past, is you plan a particular composition and then you shoot it in all the 4 seasons. It might not work if you're in a place where there aren't really any seasons, but here in the UK, that works really well. So you find a single composition and you put your camera and your tripod in exactly the same place in all 4 of the seasons. And it works a little bit like a family. If you have a family, there is very much the same DNA within all the members of that family, but they look very different, but there is lots of the same similarities there, and it carries across each season, and each image looks beautiful on its own, but then shown together in a sort of 4 grid sort of view looks really great. And seeing the differences in each of the seasons works really well, and it's just a nice simple way to plan your photography. Hopefully that's provided you with a bit of food for thought. Give it a try if you haven't done. Certainly check out the Photo Pills app. It's art. There is no wrong way of doing it, but definitely is worth trying to have a plan and set different locations through your day, especially if you're doing a photography trip, and it will work out really well for you most of the time. You've got to leave room in to do things differently, change your plan, have a plan B, have a plan C, or just give up on your plan altogether. But more often than not, sticking to your plan will work out for you. So give it a try. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that. If you have been listening to the podcasts and enjoying them, I'd really appreciate it if you would give me a review over on iTunes. A 5-star review would be very much appreciated and would help me out and help other people discover the podcast, discover my YouTube channel, and really hear the content that I'm putting out. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this one. I'll see you on or hear you on another one very soon. I'm Adam. This is the First Man Photography Podcast out.